Yeah, you know, again, it was another good day of competition. You know, they threw some different things at us. We threw some different things at them. But I thought both teams competed hard against each other, got intense out there, which is good. That's always good during training camp. And it's just been really good work with the Redskins. We monitor his reps, John. You know, we, you know, during different periods, he'll get more reps than he will in certain other periods. I'm not going to get into the exact way we do it, but we definitely monitor how many reps he's getting. He's in fantastic shape. You know, he can go all day, but I think it's a long season, and we've got to do that, and that's what we try to do. We have a plan for it, is what I'm saying. I have no update on Aaron.
Did you get Wilford today off?
Yes.
Talk about your wide receivers. You're looking for a starter. Talk about how they've done.
That's a very yes, sir. That's a very competitive position. You know, top to bottom. You know, we've got 12 guys. I think there. They're very, very competitive. I think it's a good group of guys. They work extremely hard. There's some good route runners in there. There's some younger guys that are learning the game. You've got some good veteran leadership in there with Hop and Nate Washington and Cecil in there. So really like that group. It's there's going to be some tough decisions to make in that group as we go down the road here, but really competitive group. Yeah, early in practice. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you looking for when you watch that?
Yeah, no, you're looking for a lot of different things. You're looking for a good pad level. You're looking for good run fits on defense. You're looking for good double teams, good combo blocks on offense, guys that are hitting the right landmark. You're looking for the backs, their vision, their proper depth in the backfield, how they're reading the play. You know, like I said, assignments with the quarterbacks, you know, who they're making the mic, how they're understanding the front that they see. So there's a lot of different things you get out of that drill. And look, at the end of the day, it's a competitive, tough, physical football drill. No, I don't have – all I'll say is this, Mark. You know, we have a locker room full of – we have a very diverse locker room. We have guys that come from all different backgrounds, guys that have all kinds of different beliefs. My biggest thing in that locker room is that they respect each other, and I believe we have that. You know, we've got a bunch of guys in that locker room, 90 guys, you know, that really respect each other. You know, personally, I'm Irish Catholic. Anybody else Irish Catholic in here? Yeah, so so try to go to church every Sunday, because when I don't, I hear my mom's voice ringing in my ear, like, why didn't you go to church today? But that's just my own opinion, and that's my point. You know, it's about respecting each other. It's a free country. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But in that locker room, it's about respect, and I believe we have that. Yeah.
How great is that to see that?
I mean, I don't think we make a big enough deal about that. I really, you know, I think we should talk. That guy, to think but what he's come back from, you know, he had, you know, a really tough bout with cancer. And he's still fighting it. You know, he's fighting it. But what an incredible story to just be out here and, like you said, to get in a stance and be thinking about football. Now, whether he can come back, you know, sooner, later, whenever, he's here. He's a Houston Texan, and I think he's an inspiration to our football team, and just, you know, the type of battle that he wages every day. Just a great kid and great story. No. He's on the other side. You might have been on this side. Jay's on that side. He's calling out for his team. I'm calling out for my team. I coach the Houston Texans. Yeah, no, I coach the Houston Texans. No, I don't. We're both out there coaching our butts off. Yeah. You know, probably not enough, but I'll say this about the kid. I think he's a hardworking kid. I think he's a very serious kid. He brings a really good work ethic to the field every day. He was well coached at Rice. You know, you can tell, like, he knows different ways to rush the pass or different ways to take on blocks. He, you know, look, he's got plays that he wishes he had back that he could do over again because he's a rookie, but he's getting better. He brings a good work ethic to the field every day. Yep. Dwayne Brown is from Richmond. Yep. Lyndon, you know, undrafted guy that came in here, really good length, very bright player, you know, smart guy, kind of, you know, like Christian Covington, a guy that, you know, has some plays that aren't so good sometimes, but, you know, look, he flashes and he's a competitive guy. He's out there every day and we really enjoy working with him. So it's a long road ahead for him, but, you know, if he gets better every day, he's got a shot. Jonathan Grimes, you know, I talked about him yesterday, very consistent player for us, core special teams player. His reps have been increased because, you know, with Arian out, and he's really taking advantage of that. And then Dwayne Brown, who's here, you know, here from here in Richmond, just a really good leader for our offensive line, has had two really good days here, just a very, very good football player. Good. No, he's responded well. He's a very serious guy, smart football player, has a good, consistent daily approach. He's responded very well. But that's the way he is. It's not even a response. It's like that's the way he is every day. Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a practice. It's pads and shorts. So, I mean, we'll watch the tape. We'll make our corrections. But we're not going to be making all these adjustments to. I mean, I don't know if I saw it the same way you did. Yeah. Yeah, Eddie's a very competitive player. Another core special teams guy last year for us. He's battling every day, you know, to play safety for us too. And he's another guy that brings a really good work ethic, competitive work ethic to the field every day. Had a nice interception today. Just a very competitive football player. Well, you know, obviously you want when JD comes back, Clowney. You know, Clowney's a guy that can rush the passer, obviously. And, you know, I know he's not out there right now, but he's going to be back at some point. You know, you got Merciless, you've got Watt. You know, we've got some candidates. You know, look, John, you know, last year I thought Jared Crick did a good job on the inside in certain situations rushing the passer. We've got a blitz scheme. We've got a lot of different ways to pressure out of the blitz scheme. I think Brian Cushing's a good blitzer. There's a number of guys that I think are candidates to rush the passer, and I think that we can do it in a lot of different ways.